Hi, I'm Becky Sue Epstein. I travel and research about wine and spirits all over the world and bring back the information for you. Look for me online, BeckySueEpstein.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. We're going to continue our conversation about Becky Sue Epstein traveling. This time, she recently visited Armenia. You know Becky Sue Epstein, author, international wine, spirit, food, and travel editor. Becky Sue, now you correct me if I'm wrong. I bet you know the answer to this. The only wine that I have seen, at least locally where I'm at on the coast of North Carolina, is it was a pomegranate wine, and I'm almost positive it was from Armenia.
Yeah, I think there is pomegranate wine, but they also have regular traditional wine grapes. I mean, their traditional wine grapes,
okay.
Vitis vinifera, and they do make a lot of wine there. I went there to research brandy, but of course
yeah.
You end up getting involved with wine as well because that's what happens.
Right.
And I just want to set the scene a bit.
Okay.
You know, you arrive in Yerevan, which is the capital of Armenia, and after you walk upstairs with your luggage, you remember that Yerevan is like at 3,000 feet.
Oh, boy.
And your heart is pounding from walking upstairs because you're also in, when we were in the Arvan Villa Hotel, which up on a hillside where all of the, I guess, rich people and the consulates and stuff were, because it's very polluted down on in the kind of valley floor where Yerevan is. So you're 1,000 more or more feet up above the city. I mean, it's a 10-minute drive, but the whole hillside is the air is clearer and much healthier. But it is, I don't know, I didn't notice the altitude until I, you know, lugged my suitcase up
yeah.
there.
So no elevators.
No, well, this was an old villa. A man named Tufankian, he sells high-end carpets in the U.S., he apparently decided to put some money back into Armenia and started a small chain of hotels there. And we stayed in several, just happened to find it randomly, and had an amazing experience. There was one in what they call the Switzerland of Armenia, all wood. You look like you're in Switzerland, all wood and craftsmen around there and wonderful food and a tiny museum. And another one further on the main road between the capital of Armenia and the capital of Georgia, and it's built of stone, very impressive, by the side of a hydroelectric small river.
Wow.
That has beautiful carpets and wood warming up and good lighting and everything. Of course, all the hotels have, you know, incredible carpets, hand-knitted bed covers. He only wants natural fabrics. He doesn't want any plastic. Everything is wood or metal or stone or wool. I mean, it's really an amazing experience, and they're not that expensive.
Wow. What is the exchange rate? I mean, what is their money? Are they using euros?
No, they have their own money. They have their own language, and they have their own religion. They are not Greek or Russian Orthodox. You know, they're their own little. I really came away feeling like this was a scrappy mountain kingdom, really working hard to get somewhere in life. And I was very impressed with, you know, in a way they're helpless because they used to supply a lot of goods to the Soviet Union. But when the Soviet Union dissolved, all of their manufacturing dissolved because everyone got everything cheaply from China. They have zero manufacturing. It allows them to export a little bit of hydroelectric power
okay.
because they had ramped that up for their factories, but they have no factories. And they're just trying to find their way in the world. A lot of Armenians around the world are helping, are providing aid and businesses and sending money back to Armenians is there to this day because they all were, you know, when there was the Turkish-Armenian conflict
yes.
and they scattered. That was about 100 years ago, and still people have such a strong feeling that they send money back to help their relatives, to help the country itself. So anyhow, so we're in this very, but, you know, then you're in the center of Yerevan, and the people are driving the BMWs and the Porsches, and there's the ladies with the latest fashions, you know, that skinny jeans and high heels. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's you know, a whole group of that happening there as well. So you know, you have both. When the Soviet Union dissolved, they really tried to, you know, they had to make a go of it themselves, and they're still struggling, I have to say. And I wish I could come up with something or someone to, you know, to give them a great master plan. But in the meantime, we visited many types of different types of vineyards and villages and brandy companies. Everything from a very modern new one that's owned by one of the people that is one of the owners of the airport and the post office and a big industrialist. He's got huge vineyards. They sell a lot of their grapes to brandy makers, but they also make their own wines. They've got winemakers from Argentina and France as well as Armenia.
Wow.
And they have enough labor there to hand harvest all of their grapes.
Okay.
Which is very good. And they've got these modern Argentine and French people and seven Australians helping them out to, you know, to modernize their business. And on the other hand, I went to a small family winery owned by the professor who has analyzed all of Armenia's wine growing regions and written two incredibly detailed, wonderful books about the subject. So the entire territory of Armenia is broken down into the soil types and the degree days and whatever you would need to know what types of grapes to plant there. And they're working on, in 2015, they'll have everything organized. You know, they'll have all the regions and the sub-regions and the stuff coming online. So they're really working on that. And he has taken over part of a factory right on the outskirts of Yerevan to make some of his own wines there. Then we went to, you know, a place that it could have been in New Jersey. I mean, huge, like, you know, glass buildings and a whole, you know, a giant campus of you know, winemaking and people dressed really beautifully in nice offices. And then a fourth place we went to was out in the country, and they have decrepit Soviet equipment that they're kind of, you know, nursing along. And they had us at a little kind of a kitchen table in their laboratory tasting wines, and they had put out bread, and it was so nice. And they put out, you know, some bread and some herbs and fruits and things like that. And, you know, because, of course, you can't invite someone to your home or office without offering them fresh food.
Oh,
I have
boy.
To say, the food in Armenia was so wonderful.
Really?
So fresh. The crunchiest cucumbers I've ever had. You'd have lavash, and there would be like a plate of just herbs sitting there, and you would just grab a few and put them in with your meat or cheese and wrap them up in the lavash and eat them. You know, you didn't need anything else. I mean, everything was just so fresh.
Do they focus more on lamb, beef, or chicken, or all of the above?
Well, we didn't have that much meat, but I didn't, you know, they have a little bit of each.
Okay.
I just don't think that I don't know about their culture, but I don't think that people can
afford
a lot of it.
Okay.
We had, you know, meat and fish and stuff and restaurants and lamb on different things, and everything was so good. It was really wonderful.
I have to confess to you, and probably many people listening are in the same boat, of I'm geographically blind right now as to what is surrounding Armenia. Is it landlocked? Is there any water? It sounds like it's a lot of mountainous sort of a country.
Yeah, it's very high. If you're in Turkey, you go directly east, you end up in Armenia, and then, as I said, Georgia is north of Armenia. That's the wine region I was in the other week. But Armenia is its own little area, very mountainous, very friendly, very fresh food, working really, really hard to get its brandy and wine out.
And you're working on a book, you say, on brandy.
Yes, I'm working on a book on the history of brandy, and starting to post on my website things about Armenia, and they'll be on my website, BeckySueEpstein.com. They'll be on PalettePress.com this summer.
Okay. Becky Sue, thank you again so very much.
Thanks, Lynn. See you next time.
Okie dokie.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.